Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, gold is up at $900 an ounce right now as we speak on this 22nd day of September 2008. The stock market is down right now as they await the, quote, bailout. And now the bailout is not the bailout. It is the cancer in the heart of the country preparing to send out its spores, metastasizing. This is the metastasization of the New World Order. You're about to see the birth of the New World Order out of chaos, out of pain, out of all of you in the Western world having your entire future pledged as chattel property of the International Crime Syndicate. That is the bottom line, and even a lot of mainstream media sources are having to admit that. This is a massive bank robbery. This is not a bailout, as the people have been told. Meanwhile, we've got lots of propaganda out of Israel and the United States about Iran having nuclear weapons. They're now back to their old tricks, completely lying, saying they've got to be struck. And don't think they won't hit Iran. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen, but the point is these people fly planes into buildings and blame it on imaginary enemies to take liberties and freedoms and launch wars and grab oil and no-bid weapons contracts. They implode economies and suck pension funds dry in the government and private industry. They are bold. If the New World Order is anything, it is bold beyond imagination. Just hubris on top of hubris, stacked on top of arrogant, wicked desire to feed on populations. We do have some guests coming up later in the show. I'll tell you about that after the break. But some of the news that we have here, fury at U.S. Lehman Brothers staff who could get more than $3 billion in bonuses as U.K. employees face bleak failure. Well, that's how it works. You see, we pay the bankers everything, and then they turn loose army brigades on us. That's how it works. We bail them out, i.e. give them everything we've got and become their chattel slaves on paper. And then they take our houses. And then if you can't pay the taxes to them, they take your houses. And they send in army brigades to make sure you pay them. And if you don't know what the brigades are, they're the federalized local police. They are federal, just as the Capitol building is federal. Just as the Federal Reserve is not federal. And so, but forget your militarized local police, the local fluoride roid heads, a mixture of fluoride and steroids, lobotomized death zombies. I'm not talking about them here in zombie world, the prison planet peopled by zombies that watch TV 8 hours a day. I'm talking about regular army brigades, just and we're so conditioned to it that even Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com just posted the Army Times and a few other articles last week where they calmly announced, yeah, they're going to be there to fight the American people. It's just mentioned there. Oh, you know, we hope we don't have to shoot you. It's for civil unrest, the regular army brigades. And then even this show, I mean, I make a big deal about it on the radio, but we don't even write articles about it. It's kind of like, you know, foregone conclusion. Yeah, you know, economic Armageddon's unfolding. And, you know, they're going to turn the regular army loose on us, full of gang members and illegal aliens and felons. And, you know, it's there's about 100 articles today admitting that 5 times increase in brain tumors with cell phones, but we don't care. We'll hand them all out to our kids. Stay with us.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today on this 22nd of September, 2008. Coming up in 2.5 hours, Professor Roger Masters of Dartmouth will be joining us to get into some very important information. I'll just leave it at that and detail that information when he joins us coming up later. In the meantime, let me give you a preview of some of the news we have in front of us today as the New World Order instigated global crises, both military, economic, and social, as they turn the heat up to boil off what's left of freedom and to solidify the toxic brew known as the New World Order technological control grid, enslavement system. Pakistani troops fire on intruding U.S. helicopters for the second time in several weeks. This is out of Reuters. Pakistan troops fired on two U.S. helicopters that intruded into Pakistani territory last night, forcing them to turn back to Afghanistan, a senior Pakistani security official said on Monday. So that's regular Pakistani troops that are in control of the U.S. transferred nukes. Now, England, the United States, and Israel in order of culpability, according to James Weapons Quarterly and many others, and what's admitted by our own media, England, the United States, and then Israel, gave the nuclear weapons, oh, not just atomic, hydrogen as well, thermal nuclear, to them, and then they also helped them through the Chinese, Clinton, Loral, Hughes, and others, to the Chinese, and then to the Pakistanis, with the blessing of the United States, continuing with George Bush in 2001, to give nuclear weapons, and they reportedly have upwards of 20 of them, warheads menacing India and surrounding neighbors. And meanwhile, their troops, every time U.S. forces come into the country, shoot at the helicopters. And the United States has been launching rocket and bomb attacks into several different regions of Pakistan. Now, that's going on. You have the United States a month and a half ago through its proxy, backed up by NATO and Israel, 1,000 Israeli troops, according to the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, launching a sneak attack on the Russian-held enclaves of South Ossetia and the gorge leading into Abkhazia. The average zombie yuppie stumbling around thinks that Russia launched a sneak attack and falls down before Sarah Palin when she talks about how war with Russia may be needed. That is a quote by the beauty queen. Barack Obama basically says the same thing. God help us, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to hell in a handbasket is the only way to describe it. Pakistani troops fire on intruding U.S. helicopters. So a country with nuclear weapons that finally threw out the U.S.-backed dictator, and God knows who's running things over there. I can't even nail that down right now. U.S. troops are basically in control of the perimeter in a Mexican standoff at two different Pakistani bases where the nuclear missile silos are based. And, of course, the jets that can carry the bombs upwards of 2,000 miles. Pakistani troops fired on two U.S. helicopters that intruded into Pakistan territory on Sunday night, forcing them to turn back in Afghanistan, a senior Pakistan security official said on Monday. The helicopters violated the border area of Lawarda Mandi, 80 kilometers west of Miranishar, the main town in the north tribal region, at around 9 p.m. on Sunday, the official said, speaking on condition of anonymity because of the severity, sensitivity of the subject. There was no official confirmation. We don't have any information on border violation by American helicopters, Major Murad Khan, military spokesman, said. Relations between the two allies became frayed earlier this month after U.S. commandos raided a border village of South Waziristan and killed 20 people, including women and children. On September 3rd, Pakistanis were outraged by the incursion, and the six-month-old civilian government issued a diplomatic protest. It was the first overt incursion by U.S. ground troops in Pakistan territory. Through the U.S. military has conducted numerous missile strikes against Al-Qaeda. Please, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, against the Easter Bunny and Popeye the Sailor Man. They launched numerous missile strikes against Popeye the Sailor Man and Taliban targets in Pakistan tribal lands. Pakistani troops fired on two U.S. helicopters that crossed the border at the same village, Angor added, a week ago, again forcing them to turn back, according to residents and security officers, through both Pakistan and U.S. officials issued denials. Oh, God. They deny everything that's admitted and true in public, and then they make up stuff about Popeye, the Al-Qaeda man. Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari is due to meet President George W. Bush on Tuesday in the United States. Heaven help us. Now, remember where the hijackers' funding came from. They came out of Saudi Arabia, who always matches money with Pakistani intelligence ISI, who's been MI6 for close to a century. That's just mainline history, British intelligence front. And then They wire $100,000 to Muhammad Atta in one payment alone. You've got the head of Pakistani intelligence in the second trip of his tenure to the United States the week before 9/11. In the morning of 9/11, he's meeting with Porter Goss and Senator Graham in a high-security area of the Capitol for a national security meeting at the highest levels of security. You've got all those connections to 9/11. You've got Mossad crawling all over it. You've got the hijackers or U.S. government agents, no doubt, trained at U.S. military bases with high security clearances. That's all mainstream, by the way. Don't roll your eyes out there, police and others. You know, we told you Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would go under 8 years ago. You know, we break it all down here. We're talking about reality, Associated Press, Pensacola News Journal, MSNBC, San Jose Mercury News, Toronto Star, BBC, all admitting that the hijackers were U.S. government agents. That came out in the first few weeks and those stories got shut down. You understand, laughing and giggling about this only means the tyranny is going to win, and that hurts us all. You can't live in denial anymore. Confusing television and your make-believe world of 8 hours of TV watching a day with reality. You can't choose what reality is. That's delusional. Perception isn't reality, as Madison Avenue says. Perception is reality for jackasses that don't count and don't matter and aren't history's actors. And that's why the establishment laughs at you, because you believe a false paradigm. Not just a tainted view of the world and a distorted view of the world. All views are distorted. Limited perspectives. But you are in a completely false paradigm. And you enjoy going through life being idiots, being schmucks. I mean, is that fun? Do you like being conned and being suckers? Is that funny? And then giggling and laughing about being suckers, self-assuredly, with that you-know-what eating grin on your faces? You know, you look at fools and people that have been conned and manipulated, they lie to themselves, and they always have that self-assured, giggling smirk on their faces. Hey, wipe it off your face, okay? It's enough that we basically already have no economic future. Now it could be World War III. And you laughing about it doesn't make it better. It makes it worse. And even though you're stupid and like to be a slave, it doesn't mean I want you to be hurt, because we're all in this together. And if I'm going to be free and have any liberty or any future, you're going to have it too, jackass. That's why I'm angry with you. This isn't a game, okay? This isn't a game. They got 36 level 4 bioweapons lab in this country now with level 2 security. That isn't a joke. That'll kill you and your whole family. Instead of getting the flu or a cold, you flop over and die in 24 hours. Does that sound fun to you? Does dying sound fun to you, jackasses? Excuse me, I just can't handle it anymore. How did we get psychopathic eugenics killers in control of the Western governments orchestrating World War III? How did it happen? Now sucking every financial system dry. And we're signing the bill. All right. The point is, Pakistan's brimming with nukes. On the edge of civil war, God knows what globalist intelligence operations are doing. No doubt they're in control of the situation over there. They're creating a crisis. You've got them starting wars with the Russians, kicking that off. The economy's imploding. The dollar is dying right now in front of us. The Pakistani troops are shooting at U.S. forces on every other day that we know of. And then meanwhile, this is what we get from the news. You see, you have to understand a wider reach of news and information, have a background, and research all these issues to then know when the AP reports a plane crashed and some rock band barely lived, you know that really happened, because there's witnesses, there's TV cameras, you can verify it from other local sources. But then you know when the mainstream media is distorting with a deceptive headline, and we're going to cover that when we get back. Chief Inspector, Iran may be hiding secret nukes. We'll cover that. Listen to that deceptive headline. You see that headline every few days. May have secret nukes.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called brown gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
You know, sometimes,
no, sometimes
First, he's in the back.
Well, first he's in the background, and then he's in the front. Both eyes are looking like they're on a rabbit hunt. Nobody can see to him, not even the chief of police.
Not even the chief of police. Back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Look, I'm going to get into all the economic news, but I think you are pretty well informed. Our general audience, the know-it-all establishment liberals and conservatives, are laughing, sucking their thumbs, saying there's no North American Union, saying there's no government corruption, saying there's no gun control, saying there's no amnesty, saying there's no open borders, saying they can trust everything the government says in the media. But they are becoming the minority, and that is the good news. But they do people and command much of the mid-level petty power positions of the New World Order system. Look, my whole point is this. You've got Pakistan completely corrupt, completely run by Western intelligence. And what does Western intelligence do when they've got control of something? What does the U.S., England, and Israel do when they've got control of a country? What do? They just hand them nuclear weapons, put the most violent factions in control, and then now there's some type of mafia war going on between the U.S. and Pakistan while the United States controls the airfields with the nukes, with the Pakistani troops inside the airfields sitting on the nukes, with special forces outside of them. I mean, this isn't funny. Okay, that's a real national security threat right there, which is exactly what the New World Order does. They go around stirring up crises so they can scare the daylights out of everybody. Oh, we've got a world financial crisis. We need a world government and a New World Order financial system. We need the world financial banks to run things. If they had total control, this wouldn't happen. Well, they're the ones that did it. We need a world government to regulate different bioweapon components because they're spreading. Meanwhile, who's spreading it? The elements of the global government. We need to have a world government to stop nuclear weapons proliferation. Who's proliferating? The Anglo-American establishment. The axis of evil. It's just, I mean, who gave North Korea nukes when he was the chairman of the board of the Swiss company that was given authorization by the G7 at the time, now G8, and it was given authorization by the National Security Council? With Bill Clinton, Donald Rumsfeld, and I've said this, it's like in an old 50s movie where the devil appears out of a poof of smoke. Anything earth-changing, anything very dangerous that threatens the whole planet, you will always find Donald Rumsfeld in studies to get cell phones approved saying they wouldn't give you cancer, Rumsfeld. Getting aspartame approved, that's killed tens of millions, Donald Rumsfeld. Getting Prozac approved in 1982, Donald Rumsfeld. Handing out nukes to North Korea, Donald Rumsfeld. Helping give nukes to Pakistan, Donald Rumsfeld. Helping arm Saddam and setting him up to attack Iran in the early 80s, Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, Donald Rumsfeld, Donald Rumsfeld. Getting the Terminator seeds approved, now spreading into the plant genomes, infecting all sorts of plants of the same species, all sorts of environmental crises, Donald Rumsfeld. Donald Rumsfeld is a Sith Lord, ladies and gentlemen, to use a popular pop culture metaphor. Before the New York Times quotes me, I mean that figuratively. But, I mean, he might as well wear a black hood and look, you know, out from the darkness of it and say, a new apprentice, younger, more powerful. I mean, this guy is pure evil. I'm telling you. He is directly plugged into the New World Order. When that guy was 30-something years old, he was. It just never ends with this guy. He is an imperial legate. What's an imperial legate in the Roman system? There were usually just a few people, trusted old wise men who the emperor could send to speak with the power of the emperor to faraway lands or to lead armies. And Donald Rumsfeld, even more than Cheney, Cheney's his protege, has been the president for the last 7.5 years. All right, I'm going to get back into all this. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Counting on the people to wake up and to take action and to resist the New World Order, countering the New World Order's propaganda. All right, here we go into the news. Chief Inspector, Iran may be hiding secret nukes. Now, meanwhile, you got Pakistan menacing the United States with nukes. They can hit Western Europe. They can hit all over Russia. And that's really what they are, is another floating fortress, another tectonic fortress, another giant aircraft carrier like Israel for the Anglo-American establishment. Israel with 400-plus nukes, ready to nuke, ready to rock and roll. Crazy members of the Knesset routinely talking about nuking Europe if they want to. You've got Pakistan running around a floating fortress of the New World Order, a giant aircraft carrier. But that's not a problem. That's not a problem at all. No, we've got a lot of the American people, Associated Press, George Wan, and I'm really getting tired of this. because I see this every few days, an AP headline that's similar. Iran may be hiding secret nukes. Iran soon to have nukes. Iran has nukes. Iran may activate nukes. Iran may use nukes. I mean, Google all these. You will see AP are the biggest liars when it comes to this specific news about Iran. People say, well, you keep using AP. You have to get a large breadth and width of knowledge and then double-check it with local publications, and then you can find out if the story is accurate. Or you can read three or four stories to get a better picture. That's analyzing things. But when it comes to war news, it's generally a bald-faced deception or lie. Now, this is a simple lie. This is a simple semantical play on words. And you can catch them doing this. Newspapers do this. The TV does this. Coming up on CNN tonight, Iran about to go nuclear. Nuclear Iran tonight on Fox. Chief Inspector, Iran about to use their hiding nukes. Iran about to activate secret nukes, about to use their secret nukes. And you hear about the user secret nukes, and then 30 minutes later into the Fox News piece, they say, about to activate their nuclear reactors, which, by the way, are peaceful. But see, for 30 minutes of the person cooking dinner or whatever ended up not paying attention, they say, oh, Iran nukes. See, it's all designed for people who are mesmerized by TV in a subconscious mindset, which you go into in just a few minutes of watching TV, that's admitted, you go into a dream state, or people who are passively watching, passively listening, or in a restaurant, seeing it on the ticker tape, or so someone parrots it at work, or you hear the earlier part of the newscast where they announce five times, you know, coming up at the end of the show, Iran and its nukes, will they use them? And then you read, and it's peaceful. But the headline sounds like, I mean, you read this headline, Chief Inspector. Oh, that does it. The Chief Inspector says they've got them. Iran may be hiding secret nukes. Oh, that's it. The secret nukes. And then the secret nukes aren't nukes. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency warned Monday that Iran may be hiding secret nuclear activities. See, oh, nuclear activities, not nukes. Comments that appeared to reflect a high level of frustration with stonewalling of its investigators. Now, see, they know people forget what happened 5 years ago. You can either take total UN domination, have them in your country, controlling what you can and can't do, or you could be bombed into the Stone Age. But the Russians, the Chinese are in there. It's peaceful systems, unlike the U.S. and others handing out real systems to North Korea and Pakistan and others. These are type reactors that cannot be used in nuclear weapons production. They don't get anywhere near the purification of the isotopes they need. And Iran has a fraction of the centrifuges they need. I mean, you don't just hide this stuff in a shed. Like CNN said when they invaded Iraq in 2003, they said, look, in this shed was a secret nuclear weapons program. And then under this rose bush was the piece of equipment that made the nuclear bomb. And then more credible mainstream news reported a week later, actually, here's a photograph of a factory in Russia and a factory in the U.S. that produces this part of a nuclear weapon, and it's the size of, you know, hundreds of football fields. But again, you have a public that doesn't know how all of this works or the scale of it, so you can lie to them. There's still a lot of people going around saying Saddam had nukes. They haven't gotten the new download of corporate tyranny propaganda, brainwashing. So, see, maybe hiding secret nuclear facilities because Iran totally let them in, gave them more access than any country ever has to world government. They acquiesced to world government. They had moderates in that were being pro-U.S. And the United States said, and the G8 said, well, we don't care if it's totally peaceful and the U.N. admits it is and Russia's selling you this. You're now not allowed to have it. And Iran said, but we agreed and signed agreements with you to let inspectors in for the last decade. We did this, and you promised. And then the people got real mad in Iran and swept in Ahmadinejad. It was a lot more rabid and hardcore. Because what do you expect? So they signed the agreements, did the deals, bought, spent billions of dollars buying the peaceful systems, and were told, okay, now you can't have that. And they said, my God, you're completely treacherous. And they said, that's right, we are. So they said, that's it. Inspectors, get out of here. That's it. You know, and the inspectors have cameras in all their offices, and we're going through all the presidential files and doing things our criminal government or Israel would never allow. Their nuclear program's completely secret. They don't have to be under any treaty. A senior Iranian envoy accused the United States of trying to use the IAEA as a tool in Washington's confrontation with Tehran. Iran, he said, has demonstrated full cooperation with the agency. Allegations of nuclear weapons work by Tehran is based on forged documents, and the issue is closed, the envoy said. It's been admitted those were forged by the same folks that brought you forged uranium, yellow cake, Niger documents, and aluminum tubes. Or they would take real, you know, U.S. moles, deputy head of the Army. It was their mole going back to when they put him in the 80s. It was a U.S. operation, so of course they had moles inside the Iraqi government. And they just took his all of his reports when he defected, saying, no, they have no nuclear programs, abandoned in 1991. No, and they just forged it with his signature at the bottom and had it say, huge nuclear program. They just added that and then brought it to Congress and then got caught. I mean, these people are incredible. It doesn't matter if they get caught. The public doesn't even know what getting caught is. They don't even know what Iraq is. They just know it's brown people, and it feels tough to watch TV with them dying and dead kids with their arms and legs blown off. It's fun. I mean, these guys are all over their websites and military websites bragging about dead kids, laughing. But then YouTube takes down all the video of them killing kids. Hey, let us see what the good guys do. No, I'm not the anti-American, you bastards. I'm the one that would never let anybody act like that or do that to destroy our name. And by the way, don't you get the trap, you idiots in the military. And I don't mean the majority of it. The majority of you are awake. But those sickos that think it's cute and funny to kill little kids, that was a New World Order trap. That was a New World Order trap. This was all meant for the world to see your crimes, you idiots. That's why the White House released the secret memos about torturing kids. They want to bring the country down, you see. They're bringing the country down. We, the patriots, are the ones trying to save it. It's not macho to shoot families driving along in their minivans to church, to the mosque. It's not funny to shoot little dogs and throw little dogs off cliffs. You fools. The CIA released the Abu Ghraib photos. They let the Army put out the report about the torture. All part of a sick double game. And only by admitting it, and only by going deep into it, and only by admitting the horror, but then understanding that it has been done systematically. If you understood the evil alchemy we're dealing with, the complex psychological operations that are all interwoven, it would stun you, and then you would hit your knees and ask God for forgiveness. But instead, you just get more satanic tattoos, and you just kneel down to darkness, and you think it's tough. Well, you're going to find out. When you're crying for mommy, when that cancer they shot you up with, when you hit 44, 45, when that stuff's eating you alive, you just remember tough guy. I'm sure, you know, some of you out there may kill me or kill other patriots someday or imprison us. Don't worry, your master's going to hurt you too. Because the New World Order hates your guts. And they're going to bring you down. So you just remember that. You will not escape judgment. And I don't mean in the afterlife. You will not escape it in this life. The only way you can escape judgment in this life and the life after that is to repent of what you've done and then selflessly sacrifice yourself in the fight against the New World Order. That is the only way for you to turn it around if you've done these great acts of evil. People can say, well, there's grace. Well, absolutely. But if you have the grace, you're going to fight the evil. If you're not fighting evil, if you're sucking your thumb in one of these $50 million churches with helicopter pads and swimming pools and shopping malls and RFID scanner chips to get in, and your church isn't out there feeding the homeless every weekend, and if you're not out there fighting corruption, and if your preacher isn't speaking out against the war and torture, you are in the wrong place. So don't sit there with your slack jaw baloney about how you're a Christian. The only way for you to reprieve yourselves for the crimes you've committed is to start doing good and start doing it right now. And I'll tell you a little secret. It'll feel so good when you actually start doing good. I don't mean some evil that you've been told's good, but things don't feel right when you're doing it, do they? There's a lot of good people who are sucked into evil incrementally, who were seduced. And then by the time they've turned over to the dark side, it's too late. But there's still time for a lot of you to turn back, and that's what really matters here. Flesh and bone will fall away. Flesh and bone will not survive. But the flesh you pass on, your progeny, will go on forever. Will go on forever. It's a very old species, and it's going to go on, God willing. And you live on through your progeny. You, who are alive today, you are your ancestors living on. And that's something that even a secular humanist, someone who doesn't believe in creation or God, should be able to understand. There are many lives, but not in the reincarnation sense. There are many lives through the human capacity and through the human mind. And that's why the New World Order seeks to destroy it, seeks to attack the genetic code, seeks to create abominations because they hate what humanity is. So you read this deceptive headline, Chief Inspector, Iran may be hiding secret nukes. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency warned Monday that Iran may be hiding secret nuclear facilities. Comments that appear to reflect a high level of frustration with stonewalling of his investigators. The two men spoke at length about a 35-nation board of IAEA meeting with time running out before Tehran developed potential nuclear weapons capability. Some worry that Israel or U.S. might resort to military strikes. They believe all diplomatic options have been exhausted. So later they admit they don't have secret nukes. They're not close to having nukes. But if you read the headline, you think they already have secret nukes. Now, here's the Jerusalem Post being more accurate. Military and intelligence, Iran halfway to first nuclear bomb. Yeah, it's taken them decades to get halfway there, and now take another 8 years. That meshes with the internal CIA reports to have one. Iran is halfway to nuclear bomb. And it goes on. Oh, my goodness. You know, I want to cover some cell phone news, and then I'll get into financial news after that, and we'll start taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. First-time callers, and that's all. First-time callers. I want new callers to have a chance to get in. 1-800-259-9231. About the, not even hypocrisy, but what do you think of Pakistan shooting at the U.S., the U.S. bombing them? And again, it's even wrong to use the term U.S. Globalist forces using American, basically mercenaries. That's what the all-volunteer military is. They're just now fully converting it over to Merc Force, so it can now be Blackwater worldwide and Titan worldwide. You know, they all go offshore now. Because they're done. The Ponzi scheme's coming to the end. They fattened up the USA hog, and now it's time to butcher. It's all about being hard and tough and not caring, and that's just the way things are. And all the dumb sheep are getting what they deserve is the attitude. Look at them believing all this bull that the president actually runs something. You know, that's the attitude of people that work for the system. Yeah, it's all a scam. So what? I'm taking care of myself. Oh, you know what? You're not going to change nothing. Oh, yeah, when everybody has that attitude, society just completely breaks down, like Mexico, with over 1,000 murders a month now, 2,000 murders the last 9 months just on the Texas border. Rocket attacks, hand grenade attacks, car bombs going off. You got to dig for it in local newspapers. I mean, it's war on the streets, millions protesting it, total breakdown of society, paramilitary forces everywhere. That's how America's going to be. That's how these criminals operate. First, they create a black market. They control. It's how they brought China down. Look at how the West set up and brought China down. They introduced heroin. First opium, then heroin, to get control of the criminal gangs, the Asian gangs. Then they corrupted local police and local constabularies. Then they brought the country down using rival drug gangs, giving them different sectors, divide and conquer. That's why they made drugs illegal here. That was their cover to militarize the police and federalize them. Then it energizes the drug gangs, which are controlled by the intelligence agencies. It corrupts the police with the asset forfeiture seizure money on the surface. Then there's all the drug dealing by police below that. It scares the public into accepting paramilitary police. Then the next phase is staged terror to get the public to accept open intelligence gathering, secret police, spying on the public that's non-drug related. That's a way to, an excuse for them to get involved in your life, a cover. Special forces, CIA, pay off local governments, set up command centers, start running open operations like we were a third world country. Next phase, economic collapse, and the paramilitary police are there, again, to block the public from ever seizing control of their government again, so the criminals are safe to extract all the wealth, and then just take the cream off the top of a peon, slave, neo-serf system. We'll come back and into cell phone radiation, frying your children's brains. I know you don't care. You're going to keep doing it.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Yeah, this song says it all. There must be some kind of way out of here. Only death.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
That's really 101 in high-level intelligence operations, to create that artificial confusion. In fact, British intelligence had a line going back over 200 years ago about, may our enemies be confounded, confused. But if you study them, when you look at them long-term, crystal clear. You can see all of it. You can understand it all. Really quite simple. History is the gauge, is the lens through which it becomes as clear as a mountain sky. And oh, you are some wicked bastards. I see you. And more people see you. My God, you've committed crime against humanity, against the soul, against the meek, the innocent, the good, the decent, the upright. You have waged war against all that is good. You have committed crimes against God's creation. You are deformed in spirit, and you have already fallen, but you will fall further. You were born to lose. Your avarice, your grasping desire to pull down those better than you will consume you. Their foot servants. Looked at the surface of the water and wanted to swim in its depths. He will now be bound in chain and propped into its depths. And he will cry out forever, wishing that he would have gone the other way. Wishing he would have done something while he still had time. Now, there are things we can do. I've got an expert coming on about sodium fluoride, and not just the fluoride, but the lead, mercury, arsenic they put in the water. That's official, hidden in plain view. So huge, people can't deal with it. That's coming up after some calls and economic news. But first, mobile phones use raises children's risk of brain cancer fivefold. That's why I see 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds everywhere with cell phones and don't dare tell their parents. Last night, I mentioned to a lady out in front of a restaurant. I said, you know, cell phones aren't good for children. She just laughed at me. That's fine. Be an arrogant bitch.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.